All right, get ready. Now we're going to do that funny announcer voice thing at 8:06 at News Talk 100.1 FM WRHI. Get ready because it's time for another Wanted Wednesday. These are actual files from the drawers somewhere over there at, well, not pants, but I mean file drawers. That's what they're. They're over here at the sheriff's
office.
Thank you. The York County Sheriff's Office. We have with us two representatives from that office. We tried to get two officers, but we came up with these two. Walter Beck, Detective at Large, and also Public Information Officer Trent. Is this as far as I have to run on Saturday Ferris?
Yes.
Good morning,
only
gentlemen.
5K.
And
good
welcome.
Morning. Good
Trent
morning.
And I saw each other Saturday morning at the Joe Davis run. Were you the only sheriff's deputy out there running?
I believe so.
Okay.
I was with my F3 buddies.
Okay.
And Matt Sy was out there.
I saw Matt Sy out there.
Matt
Sy, yeah. Corey Kerlock was
out
there.
He's not really the sheriff's office guy.
Walter, you didn't see you out there.
No, I missed that one. Okay. When was that? That was Saturday?
Saturday.
It was a makeup race.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So yeah. You probably couldn't make the makeup.
See, I'm more of the pancake breakfast.
Are you? That's what I got you.
Yeah.
How do we know that, Walter? I mean, it's okay. I like that.
Charity ball. That's kind of my thing.
Here we go with Wanted Wednesday for this Wednesday, the 18th already.
That's right. And we're excited to have PIO Trent Ferris, Detective Walter Beck, Wanted Wednesday, and there's some good things going on. In fact, I am excited because at the end we're going to wrap up with a genealogy story.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's a good one. It's
are
a good one.
Are y'all talking on Tuesday nights or something before we do this?
Well, I send you out the script. But anyway, first up this week, just to let everybody know, home security camera systems. We talked about it in the past. They're really great. If you have time, you have money, invest in one because...
Not that expensive.
No, they're not. If you go to Sam's, I mean, maybe a couple hundred bucks for a four-camera system, and you can keep tabs on your home from work, wherever. And in this case, Rock Hill PD is trying to identify a juvenile male around the age of 14 that they're guessing, with dark hair and glasses. And back on December 27th, just before 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I don't know why a 14-year-old kid is up at 7:30 in the morning. It is Christmas break.
Oh.
But
why
still,
isn't he sleeping in?
Why isn't he sleeping in? But this, it appears this person broke into a home off Cascade Avenue in Rock Hill. It appears he didn't take anything, but the camera saw him. He walked in from the kitchen, walked into the living room, looked around, and the alarm goes off. I think it scared him. And then he walks out the door.
Okay.
Yes, he didn't take anything, but breaking and entering is still
That's
a crime.
Still bad.
I can imagine
so,
a 14 doing that.
Rock Hill PD would like to identify this kid. We'll put him on Crime Stoppers video today. We'll have his pictures up on Facebook and the website later on. Fairly decent video. It is black and white, but if you can identify him, Rock Hill PD would like to talk to you and also call Crime Stoppers.
Okay. Boy, we've got to be so careful these days, don't we, Walter, with credit cards and credit card identity theft, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, it is. It's a growing trend. It's something we see more and more of every day. It's not slowing down. If you have a credit card, if you have a debit card, you are susceptible to having your identity stolen.
Oh.
And we all do. And this is unfortunately what it appears happened in this case. On January 2nd, around 2 p.m., a couple of gentlemen go into the food line on Mount Gallant Road in Rock Hill. They're near Celanese.
Okay.
And they try to purchase money orders there at the food line. We don't know how they got it because the victim still had their card. So how scary is this for the victim? You know, you're going
exactly.
through your credit card statement. And you're like, I didn't buy any money orders.
Ooh. I didn't go to food
Ooh.
Line.
Yeah,
boy.
I haven't been to food line.
Oh.
But there are some good photos of these people.
Really good photos.
Yeah, I mean, Foodline has some great surveillance. I'm actually looking at the photos right now.
They're currently on Rock Hill PD's Facebook page if you're listening and looking at your computer right
okay.
now.
Yeah, Rock Hill PD put it up on January 10th. There's three really good photos of these people. If you've seen these two guys, you know, give Crime Stoppers a call, 1-877-409-4321.
Do we know how the number was you know, how they stole the number? So traced over or what?
It could be most anything nowadays. I mean, I go to the gas pump.
Okay.
I wiggle the card reader just
Make
as
sure
a safety.
Because
sometimes
yeah.
these people will put skimmers right on top of one of the card yeah. readers.
Tanya
at
found
gas
one
pumps.
Of them one time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything. I mean,
it's more common than you think.
Yeah, keep an eye. I mean, I'm not saying businesses do this, but
no.
could be some unscrupulous people working in a mm-hmm. at a fast food restaurant who may have a pocket scammer.
Exactly.
Where you, they
wow.
swipe your food, you know, order, and then swipe it, and you know, or you have you see if you see them swiping it two or three times, It's like, hold on, what you doing there?
Yeah, not on the little thing on the monitor.
You know, you might want to keep an eye on your card after you give it to somebody to take your order and pay for it.
I mean, you think about it. You purchase stuff online. Everything you use to purchase stuff online is on that card.
Yeah.
So if somebody has the information off the front and the back of your card, they can do some serious damage.
All right. I understand things are literally moving like crazy over at Air Tech Heating and Air. The stuff's flying off the shelf.
However, goodness gracious.
Not in a good way over there. Not the way they want to. And those are some of our friends here, Air Tech Heating and Air.
Yep. Back on January 4th, just after 2 a.m., someone stole an Air Tech Heating and Cooling truck from the South Anderson Road office near Catawba.
Oh.
The truck is a 2000 white Chevy 2500 with Air Tech decals on the door.
Easy to spot.
Identifiable.
I mean, stealing a truck is one thing, but stealing a truck that has big identification markers like that.
And a number, and a company number, probably.
Right. That takes some guts. And it had $5,000 worth of, had several hundred dollars worth of tools in this truck. And then they caused $500 worth of damage after they drove it through the chain link fence to get it out.
Oh, my gosh.
So they also took a... Let me get this right here. Hold on. I want to make sure I get it. A 960 Tartar rotary mower. I don't know what that is. I'm guessing
that's
one of those push mowers or something like that.
Isn't that rotary?
Yeah. I'm thinking that might be the I'm thinking that might be the big professional one there. That sounds like a nice one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
not. I don't think you can buy that at the big box store.
All right.
That's gone too. So these folks, we have a picture of the truck. But it's not that great. We put it up on Crime Stoppers last week. It's black and white. It's a long shot.
Look for it.
But if you see a truck with Air Tech Heating and Cooling and they're not at your house or repairing your air conditioning, call Crime Stoppers.
Okay.
In layman's terms, it's a bush hog.
Okay. Interesting.
I got you.
I understand that.
Thank you, Walter.
And Mike, you got to get my Southern.
To the Walter Beck cold case file.
Yeah. You know... I don't do cold cases. I do hot cases, in all seriousness, though. I was going back working on some stuff, and I run across something that really kind of bothered me. We have a couple of tombstones at the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Real tombstones?
Real live tombstones.
Okay.
One of them is completely intact. The other one is broken. They are very old.
And those are very heavy. They're very dense.
They are very
That's
heavy.
The concrete.
Granite.
Yes, granite.
They are made to last.
Yes.
Back in 2004, a citizen called the sheriff's office over off Jackson Lake Lane in the Clover area and said, "Hey, I found a couple of tombstones on the side of the road. Picked them up, threw them in the back of my truck," which I find...
No kidding.
Good on him.
Yeah, he must have been in shape because I looked at these things yesterday and they're not like,
yes.
Just picked them up with one hand.
He tries to do his best to figure out where these tombstones belong. Can't figure it out. Contacts local churches, and then he said, "Well, I contact the sheriff's office." Deputy goes out there, collects the tombstones, turns them into our evidence, and starts doing research on it to try to figure out where these two tombstones belong.
No
Can't
reports.
Figure it out.
Of any kind of damage to tombstones anywhere nearby.
You know, the local historical society, the local churches, nobody knows anything. Well, that was in 2004. Fast forward, now I'm like, what's the deal with these? Because generally, property we can't identify after 60 days, we can get rid of.
Okay.
Nobody really wants to get rid of these two tombstones. They don't
this is somebody's life somewhere.
Yeah, they don't want that on them. And I'm like... We're going to do something about that. We're going to try to figure out where these tombstones go. So here's what we have. The fully intact one reads Luther Parrott.
Or Perot.
Or Perot. P-A-R-R-O-T-T.
Probably
a debate there.
Probably Parrott.
December 18, 1894 to January 18, 1936. Gone but not forgotten.
But somewhat displaced is also in parentheses.
Yes, somewhat displaced.
Yes.
The broken one reads James R. Smith, and what we can tell on it is March 2nd, possibly 1870-something or 19-something. It's broken
right across the year line.
So here's what we think. If we can figure out where the Luther Parrott one goes, mm-hmm. we can figure out probably where James R. Smith goes. There's a lot of people out there who do genealogy, who do research on things.
I'm looking at it right now.
There's a lot of amateur Facebook detectives out there. So we're going to put the social media army, we're going to put all of our Facebook friends and Freddie.
We'd like to default right now to Freddie Hammer. What have you found out, Freddie?
I found out that Luther Parrott, at the date of the death that you have listed here, died in Gaston.
In Gaston.
Mm-hmm. South Point, T.S., Gaston, North Carolina.
Okay.
So that was his father's Robert, his mother's Barbara.
Goodness gracious.
So we have a clue now.
There you go.
Gaston County.
You could have called us first.
See?
Hey.
This is why we do this, though.
Exactly. So that's, it's really, if you ever have this kind of a problem, call me. I have a subscription.
We have genealogy experts.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Walter looked it up on his phone yesterday, and he said, well, there's this one guy who was born in Tennessee, died in North Carolina. Wow. But we don't know if that's
the same. That's it. Cool.
Exactly, that's the same one. Okay.
South Point, Tennessee. I think they just did the death place. But, no, that's death. Well, I'm not sure.
The big problem is these tombstones Gaston. Don't need to be in the evidence pound lot.
You bet.
Right.
Yeah. They need to be with the family, whether they were broken and somebody dumped them on the side of the road and they had already been replaced. They don't belong on the side of the road. They belong to the family.
Yeah, we don't want them. So we want to try to get those back to where they belong.
So if we want to call and let you know all the information we have.
Yeah, you can give us a shout. I mean, you don't have to call a Crime Stoppers number for the tombstone.
No, please don't.
Please call the sheriff's office. Call. I mean, we could use your anonymous tips for all the other cases at 1-877-409-4321 or yorkcrimestoppers.com. But you can call the sheriff's office if you have any more information about the tombstones. We're going to put the pictures up, some video up later on today, so you can take a peek at them. But if we can find out where these go, I'm
sure that'd
some,
be great.
Some family members would be
and the
happy
way
about
it's happened, we may figure out where they go by lunch.
Yeah. But if you know any other cases, like the kid who broke into the house off Cascade Avenue, good video there.
Yeah, where's this AirTech heating and cooling truck? Who stole it?
Check
we really need
out.
Some help with that.
Awesome.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Walter Beck from the York County Sheriff's Office and also Public Information Officer
Trent Ferris.
There you have it. Gentlemen, thank you. Have a safe day. We appreciate you all, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, that's it. That concludes our last installment.
Put the button on it there, Chuck.
That's pretty much it. All right, from the York County Sheriff's Office, it's been Wanted Wednesday. It's 18 past, and it's Chris in Sports coming up.